very, very good news, and really looking forward to the panel of knowledgeable medical staff working on the panel rather than just have government bodies or HSE bodies. But the government should look into the discretionary medical care that have been taken off children in the past 2 years and reinstate them while this panel is going ahead.
Was this whole situation avoidable over the last 2 years?
Definitely. Absolutely, 110% avoidable. It's a senseless, barbaric system that they have, and the stress that they have created for parents and their families that have enough going on at the minute. And the fact then that the HSE put out a statement to say that parents were not asked to prove their child still had Down syndrome is an insult to the parents, and it puts added stress onto them. They should put out a statement apologizing to the parents for that statement and accusing them of telling an untruth and reinstate their medical cards while this panel is reviewing the new system.
How hard has it been for parents over the past 2 years?
Parents have been scraping up every receipt. They have been querying whether to take their child to the doctor because they literally have no money. I had a parent last week when that HSC statement came out crying, absolutely sobbing down the phone because she feels they're making her out a liar, that she feels she has been brought to the end of her tether where her son, she has to pay hospital bills, she has to pay for oxygen. It's unfair, and the stress that they has caused parents and families, because not only the parents have to fight this, the children have to see the stress their parents are going through.